Question 5 is, what do you know or have read about the occult? Whatever it is, it's probably wrong, biased, and deliberately misleading. The fundamentalists, Hollywood, and authors who write without proper research have misrepresented the subject for years. Among the non-fictional books, look for those by J.H. Brennan, Gareth Knight, W.E. Butler, Dion Fortune, John Michael Greer, and Colin Wilson. Others merely reflect the dark side of humanity and lay the blame on occult practices. Without doubt, there are those who use the power within for their own twisted ends. It is equally true that there are some who do the same things but have nothing to do with the occult. Most belief systems should be treated with respect. I say most because there are some, a very few, that are retrogressive and harmful to those who practice them, and especially those who fall foul of them. Those who turn to what we call Satanism and in that name commit unspeakable crimes cannot expect the Lightbringers to tolerate them. Neither do they, or indeed the Church, understand the real meaning of the name Satan. Until Christianity rose to power, the idea of hell, damnation, and everlasting torment by fire was unknown. The ancients had an underworld where the dead spent time before returning. Some had to undergo a cleansing, but they were not damned eternally. One would have thought that a new religion, supposedly based on love, would remember the crimes that had once been committed against them and resolved that never again would such atrocities be part of human existence. Instead, the leaders of the early church took it upon themselves to do exactly the same thing to those who were perfectly satisfied with their own way of worship and didn't want to change. Incidentally, Satan was not a name. It was a title attributed to an archangel who kept the records and deeds of all human beings. It was this archangel's job to read these out when a soul came before its maker, so that God could decide how much and how long the cleansing of that soul would take. Looking around for a likely scapegoat, the early church amalgamated the Greek Pan, the goat-footed god of woodland and forest, with the goat-headed Egyptian god Khnum. Khnum was a god of fertility, whose temple was at the city of Mendes in the Nile Delta. These two gods were linked with the role of the Satan and became the Christian horned devil. Hence, the goat of Mendes, so beloved of third-rate occult fiction writers. True evil, and its personification of the devil, lies within every human being. We all have the potential to be evil. Turning away from this part of ourselves and refining body and spirit is the aim of the true magician. Of course we will often fail. We're human, and it takes many lifetimes to reach the nadir of human existence. That is why we are here, to learn about the twin forces of good and evil within us. The secret is to understand that both have great power and energy, and that they constitute a balance between chaos and order. To concentrate entirely on good would eventually lead to an imbalance. The right way is to face the dark side, and slowly, and it must be admitted, painfully, transmute its power and energy to a point where it can blend with that of its opposite. In that way, we don't lose the power and energy of half our nature, but combine the two into one, and so create the perfect balance. This, my dear apprentice, is real, true magic, and its achievement is the aim of the great work.